In today's second reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, we hear the very familiar commandment, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," that the perfection and the sum of the new law of grace can be found there in regard to our relationship with others. St. Paul also says in that reading, "Love does no evil to the neighbor." But the other two readings of this morning's Mass make clear that saying a critical word is not excluded. That is not an exception to the law of love. That is part of the law of love. In the Gospel, the Lord gives rather detailed instructions about how to go about that practice that's traditionally been called fraternal correction. A critical word, a word of rebuke, but a word offered not out of malice, not out of revenge, not in a spirit of hatred, but as a brother or sister. Because one wants the true good of the other, and persisting in doing what's wrong is not in the interest of that person. So the Lord gives rather detailed instructions. First, to preserve that person's feelings as far as possible, their reputation. Go to them privately and point out the person's fault. If they listen, problem is solved. Of course, as we all know, people don't always listen. Because the first response is, well, that's your opinion, but that's not how I see it. So the Lord says, if that's what you run into, take two or three others with you. So that the person might see, that's not just your opinion, but objectively speaking, there is some fault here. And if that doesn't even work, then it has to be brought to the church for the correction. Because if that person wants to live as a true disciple of the Lord, that behavior can't continue. Now, of course, fraternal correction is always a delicate thing. It always requires some prudential judgment. Perhaps you've noticed, as I have, that there's nothing more annoying than someone who has been through assertiveness training and feels the need to tell you how they feel about every single thing that you say or do. I'm not sure that's fraternal correction. You know, when it's something that's just done in passing, inadvertent, or maybe it's my own peculiarity that I don't like something, that falls under the category of bearing with one another, another great St. Paul admonition. But when it's the case of something that is objectively wrong and a consistent, ongoing problem, then there's this obligation even in charity not to let someone persist in doing that to their own detriment as far as possible. That same spirit is found in the first reading of the Mass today when the prophet Ezekiel reports what God has told him. "I have appointed you watchmen for the house of Israel." You're supposed to be on watch. You're supposed to be the one who spots danger on the horizon. So when you hear me say, this is God, when you hear me, God, say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell you that they're doing something that displeases me, that's going to lead to the problems or even the destruction of the people, I will tell you, but you must warn them. That's why I'm telling you, because I do not want a catastrophe to befall my people. They're not going to want to hear this, but it's your job to let them know it. Because if you don't, it's on you. then the fact that they've not done anything about it is your fault. If I were the king of the world, I would insist that today's first reading from Ezekiel appear in a shaded box in every newspaper in which there's an article about some moral teaching of the church that seems very strict for our time. That, you know, it's not a matter of trying to be mean. It's being under this obligation that the Lord has put on us to make known what he wants the world to know, what he wants his children to know. So, those first and third readings of the Mass today, it's clear that acting with charity toward others and wanting the good of others does not mean that a critical word is never said. Quite the contrary, that can be part of the mission that we are given. So that's an important reminder. And those readings are great cover for any parish priest who needs to say something somewhat challenging to his people. And these readings come in handy in that regard today. You know, Labor Day has just passed. We've started a new program year in the life of the parish. And this is the time when, for the last couple of years, I have spoken at all the masses about the necessity for those who come to Mass here to support the work of the parish. And that's a message that is not said, not delivered, as a rebuke, because I know very well from my own experience how much good faith there is in this parish. Especially as I celebrate Mass here, on weekdays and maybe even especially on Sundays, when you all and those at the other Masses are here. In the course of being a priest for 33 years, I've celebrated Mass in a number of different places, and I'm very conscious of the fact that the faith and engagement of our congregations here downtown is very special. The enthusiasm with which the prayers of the Mass, the responses, the songs are entered into, the attention that's given at the time of the homily, the spirit, reverence with which Holy Communion is received, are very special here. And when I see someone leaving Mass early after Holy Communion, I'm pretty darn certain that that's a visitor from out of town. So I see the good faith, strong faith, beautiful faith of those who come to Mass here in this parish, not to mention the endless confessions that I hear in this parish. That's significant as well. And on top of that, I know that those who come to Mass here are generous, because year after year, we surpass the goal that's set for us by the diocese in the annual Catholic appeal. In the recent capital campaign for the funding of seminarian education, again, a tremendous response. A couple of months ago, we passed the goal set for us there. And now future contributions are being shared with the parish. When there's a missionary here for one weekend during the summer, the response is always great. But we do struggle with the regular parish income that is necessary to pay for the non-glamorous expenses of the parish. Essentially, salaries and buildings. Those are the two great expenses. And I think that the challenge we have downtown here is that people come here for Mass without always making a real commitment to belong to the parish and support it. In part, that's because, you know, it's a very transient population. People are moving in and out of downtown Madison, in and out of the parish all the time. Unlike many of our parishes, we're not surrounded by endless acres of suburbia filled with families who have 30-year mortgages and who understand that they're here for the long haul. In parishes like that, people can be captured as parishioners when they come to put their children in the parish school or religious education program. We don't have that here. There's not so much that forces one to become a parishioner, and it's easy to feel like I'm only passing through. I'm here for a while, and then I'll be gone. Well, we're all passing through. But wherever we are at the moment, that's where we have an obligation to belong and to support the work of the church. So this year, in this annual appeal for the support of the parish, the emphasis is really going to be on that, on those who come here for Mass regularly, a strong invitation and encouragement to become part of the parish and to support the parish according to their ability to do so. The emphasis is not going to be so much on the amount of that support. The emphasis is going to be much more on making a commitment to do what one can. Because in my experience, especially with the young adults, of course, that's part of our transient population, in the case of many young adults, when they make that decision to support the parish, they are in fact very generous. It's the first step of making the decision to do that. That's the challenging part. That's the little hurdle we have to get over. So over the next few weeks, I want to offer many opportunities to do that. After all the masses next week, we'll have the welcome table that we do monthly, opportunity to register in the parish. And next week, I intend to give just a regular homily, but kind of a brief one, and to have someone from the Finance Council giving some description of the numbers and the parish need after Holy Communion. And then on the third Sunday, to have a brief in-pew process, very simple one, just inviting those who are not yet parishioners but who in fact come here to formally register as members of the parish. So that's the plan for this year. We're going to hear a little bit about it this week and in the next two weekends, but I hope that it is not oppressive. We have it from the mouth of the Lord himself elsewhere in the Gospels that where our treasure is, there will our heart be. One reason it's important to support the work of the parish is because the parish needs that support in order to go on with its life. But the other reality is that it's something that I need to do. Where I put my treasure, my heart will follow. I will become more committed to what I am making a sacrifice to support. If I am supporting the kingdom of God, my heart will more firmly belong to that kingdom. You know, we see the same effect in the lives of parents or even of friends, that when parents do more and more for their children, invest more and more of their efforts, of their time, of themselves into their children, they love them more and more. They have a greater and greater stake in that child becoming the young person that God wants them to be. When a parent ignores the needs of their children, it's not that that doesn't make them fonder of them because they cause them less trouble. It, on the contrary, their love does not grow because of what the investment that they are not making. So it's something that the church needs. It's something we also need to do for our commitment to the Lord's kingdom to grow. As we offer the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord that he might keep us conscious of his great goodness to us and generous in using the resources that we have for the furtherance of his work.